Om Shanti, good evening to everybody here in Harmony Hall, and a big welcome to everyone who is online today joining us in Madhuban. Tonight we're going to revise Baba's Murali from yesterday, where Baba said to give all your burdens to him and fly like an angel. I don't know anybody who has such a huge responsibility of service in the Brahma Kumaris as does Sister Jenti, and I don't know anyone who flies like an angel as she does, both in mind and also in body. She travels a lot. Sister Jenti is the additional administrative chief of the Brahma Kumaris and also regional director for Europe, UK and the Middle East. And to us, she's just our big didi, such a guiding light, whose intellect is so clean, clear and sharp that she helps to resolve so much in so little time. So we're so grateful that Sister Jenti is with us today. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I've heard some people say that the experience they had yesterday was absolutely as if it was that Baba came in Sakar and met with the soul. And one person said, sometimes even with Baba coming in Sakar, I didn't have as powerful an experience as I did yesterday. So I'm really pleased that many have had that experience. And if you didn't, that's also okay, because different things are processed at different times. And so maybe later when you reflect on what Baba gave us yesterday, you will be able to appreciate more what it is you have received. But Baba always expresses his love for the children first, and yesterday was no different. Baba is so happy, so pleased to meet his long lost and now found children from whom he had been separated for so long, that we had been searching, but our search didn't actually bring us to God. It was God searching for us in every corner of the world that actually brought Baba to us and us to Baba. And Baba was also praising our fortune. The three stars that are shining in the forehead of each one. And each time Baba speaks about something that we know about, we know that Baba is the father, teacher, the Sadguru. But the way Baba presents it, it's very beautiful. And so, the fortune of the sustenance of the father and the fortune of the teacher's study that we have had the fortune of receiving, and the fortune of the blessings from the Sadguru. And Baba didn't expand on it, but it's worth reflecting on each of these three and our experience of these three. And so the first one, the sustenance of the father, and the feeling that many have that Baba provides us with whatever we need even before we know that we need it. Baba's preparing to give to us whatever is going to be our need. I say that sometimes in the experience of how in Amrit Vela, sometimes you feel Baba giving you a lot of love, and then through the day you realize that there were many challenges and it was only Baba's love that kept you going through it all. Or sometimes you feel that Baba's filling you with a lot of power, and then through the day you realize that there are many situations in which again, it was Baba's power that helped you. Who's had these experiences of Baba preparing you true. And if you haven't had them already yet, look back and I think you'll reflect and you'll see that it is a reality. And so truly the Father's sustenance is a huge, huge thing in our lives. And it seems to work not just on the spiritual level, but even on the physical level. You need something and somehow it gets arranged. Or maybe a situation comes up in service and you wonder how you're going to manage it, and Baba provides, whether it's the hands that are needed, whether it's the skills that are needed, something comes up and the service happens in a very natural and easy way. And then what we receive from the teacher, and everything we know today about the self, about God, about the three worlds, about the cycle, about the tree. Who else could have given us such detailed information about creator and creation, everything? And so that actually takes away a lot of our burdens, because we know what Baba wants, what Baba is giving us, and how Baba is preparing us. And then the third, the blessings that come from the Sadguru. And blessings means something that makes life become easy. And many, many times it would have been your experience and mine that you thought something was going to be a challenge, it was going to be difficult, and yet it happened very smoothly, very easily, very naturally. So that was Baba's special blessing for you at that time. Things made easy, even though they're actually quite complex. But Baba and Baba's intervention and blessing, and things become easy. So just enjoy seeing the three lines of fortune, the stars shining in your own forehead, and emerge them and keep adding to the list. I know that many of you have done that homework in which we do 100 points about our fortune and gratitude for our fortune, and then the 10 at night, 10 in the morning. And if you haven't done this, try it while you're in Madhuban, and definitely you'll see that there's a change that happens within the soul. Being able to look at things from a very pure, elevated, positive direction, always, if I do this homework. But just even on the level that Baba spoke about now, what has Baba given me, the Father? What has the teacher given me? What has the Sadguru given me? Take it on a very personal level, and your relationship with Baba will definitely become that much stronger. But do the other homework if you haven't done it already, if you haven't tried it. And if you tried it and then after a few days, weeks or months stopped, I recommend that you begin it again while you're in Madhuban especially. And then Baba giving us a very practical point about how we deal with each other and how does Baba see each one of us. And Baba saying that every child, new child, mature child, long-term child, every child has a speciality. And even if you can't see the speciality in yourself, sometimes that's difficult for us. But sometimes we don't see the specialities of others. That also becomes a challenge. But whichever way it is, the fact that each one of Baba's children has recognized the Father who has come in an incognito form, well, that is a huge speciality. A handful out of the 8 billion souls who are presently on earth, and a handful, even if it's 1 million in the BK family, that's really a handful out of the 8 billion. So can I always remind myself that I'm Baba's special child, and see my own specialities. Start with this one if you don't see anything else. Well, my fortune, my speciality, that I recognized Baba and I have faith in Baba. And then when you do anything for yourself, it's much easier to do it in terms of others also. Then definitely you'll see the speciality of others. If nothing else, then just this. Well, amazing that they've been able to recognize Baba. How great is our fortune. And then Baba reminded us that Baba's giving us a blessing. Today Baba didn't say, yesterday Baba didn't say, make effort to become an angel. Baba simply said, Baba sees you as angels and this is the blessing that Baba wants to give you. And the special quality of the angel, the one who's able to fly because they are so light, they carry no burden. And angels not walking, but always flying. And so, can I feel my own angelic form? Can I feel that Baba's allowing me to fly? And Baba's carrying me in his arms so that I can fly. But it means handing over my burden. And very interesting that Baba should say, maybe your heart is attached to your burden still. You're so used to carrying a burden that maybe now you've got attached to it. And attachment means that the heartstrings get very tight if you're trying to pull away from something. And so do my heartstrings get attached to my burdens that it feels I can't let go, I don't want to let go. And Baba's remedy was, see the difference. You've had the experience of what it's like to be free from bondage, even if it's just a moment of experience in meditation, or maybe at times when you've been in Madhuban, not just for a moment, but for a period of time, you felt yourself so light, carrying no burden, nothing of the Laukik, nothing of the past, just simply free, not even the bondage of service, not even that. You don't have to be somewhere, you don't have to do something, you don't, all of those things are set away. And so Baba's method to teach us, well, look at your own experience. What is it like when you're free, and what is it like when you feel burdened and heavy? And if you keep alive this realization and keep it in your consciousness and emerge it on a daily basis, then your heart will say, well, I prefer the experience of being free and light than the experience of being attached to my burden, to my load. Very lovely method. See for yourself and see how you feel. And if you're content with your burden, well, fine, okay. Baba's going to say that's your choice. But here's Baba offering to carry your burden for you. And if you think about the list of burdens that Baba actually spoke of, then you begin to see how Baba's saying, give it to me, and what it means to give it to Baba. And so Baba spoke about the bondage of the body, that's a burden. Baba spoke about my old habits, my old sanskars, the bondage of human relationships. These are the bondages that Baba's talking about. And so Baba's teaching me soul consciousness and saying, okay, you be in the awareness of the soul and I'll carry the body for you. Which doesn't mean that I don't care for it, that I don't look after it, whether it's nourishment or sleep or exercise or medication, whatever it is, I do all of that, but I do it holding this body in trust. It's Baba's precious vehicle, Baba's precious chariot. And so I'm going to look after it, but there's no burden attached to this. I can be detached from this any moment that I choose. And the old sanskars only started from the Copper Age. And so they started when my consciousness switched away from soul to body. And so old sanskars are not the original sanskars of the soul. They're the sanskars that came about when body consciousness came. So that ignorance of my own identity led to all the old sanskars. And so I was saying, I've given you the knowledge. I've even given you that experience of helping you feel what it's like when you're just that soul, free from everything, all bondages. And so that stage in which I experience soul consciousness, and as Baba's child, I know that whatever happens to this, Baba's going to help me and take care of me so long as I'm holding his hand and following the path of Srimad. Baba can't take responsibility if I don't hold his hand and I say, okay, I want to go here, I want to go there. Think about a child in a fairground, and there's so many exciting, entertaining things, so many distractions and attractions, that the child forgets that the parent's hand is a hand for safety and protection. And so the child gets distracted, going here, going there, and the parents are searching for the child, but the child has gone off somewhere else and then is going to have to cry tears to find his parents again. And so all I have to do is to hold the hand of Srimad. And so long as I do that, and I practice the things that Baba's telling me, Baba's going to take care of the bondages of the body. Whether it's sickness or anything else that comes, Baba's there to help me with that. What about relationships, the relations of the body? And what Baba reminded us of today, yesterday, was all your relationships are with one, and so all your needs can be fulfilled from one. But yes, within the relationships that I have, let me give what I can from Baba's treasures. And so within Lokic relationships, if I can just keep that in my mind, am I giving these souls something from Baba's treasures? Whether it's love, whether it's sweetness, whether it's the power to accommodate, whatever it is, Baba's not going to suddenly take over my karmic situation, but Baba's going to let me know how to deal with it so that it isn't a burden anymore. And if I know that I have Baba's support and Baba's help in dealing with the burden, I can be free. Old sanskars, well, they're connected with this. And what Baba's saying is, I want you to claim all your treasures from me as your right. And if you fill yourself with these treasures, your sanskars will be divine sanskars, royal sanskars. I love the expression that Baba used, and in Hindi it sounds better than in English, that your sanskars create the sansar, the world. So your sanskars of God's child and the divine sanskars of Satyug are what's going to bring Satyug here on earth. And so your sanskars create the sansar, the world. And it's true, how did Kaliyuga get created? Our sanskars created Kaliyuga. And so surely, if we choose, can our divine sanskars not create Satyuga? Definitely, our sanskars can create the world that we choose to have. But you can see how Baba's saying, hand over your worries and your burdens. But Baba's also teaching us how to deal with all of these things so that it's not that I say, oh, well, God's responsible. And meanwhile, my karmic account continues to increase. How many times did I hear Baba Avyak Babdada speak to quite senior individuals in the sense of their responsibilities in the yagya and their long-term connection with the yagya or their surrender in the yagya? A number of people. And Baba told them, you must take care of your health. At one point, Baba said to Daddy Janki, remember that you're not just the driver of the body, but you're the mechanic. And so make sure that you take care of the vehicle. But Baba is saying, don't worry about it. I'll help you, I'll support you, but you mustn't carry the burden of anxiety and worry. Just know that Baba's going to help and don't carry any burden in your mind about it. So on all levels, Baba's saying, I want you to be free. Experience the inheritance of mukti today. And this question, what are the bondages that still pull me to themselves? And so a question to ask myself, why do I feel heavy? What is the burden I'm carrying? What are the bondages I'm experiencing? And if I can clarify that for myself, then I also know how to be able to deal with it. If I'm just caught up in it and I'm going round and round and round in circles with worry and anxiety, I don't know how to escape from that. And so Baba was saying, that belongs down here. You belong up here with me. And so come up above and stay with me and I'll help you sort everything out here. And so mukti, but also jivan mukti. The qualities of jivan mukti, fulfillment, contentment, ignorance of what it is to have desire, happiness, yes, but happiness beyond the senses, not just that Satyuga is very beautiful and I love it because it is beautiful, but a happiness which is beyond what my eyes see or my ears hear, the sound of the birds singing early in the morning, well, all of that, yes, but I am the embodiment of joy anyway. And all that happens because I'm not dependent on it. Again, something that you could check back in your own experience. When you've actually let go of something, it happens. It comes to you. Who's had that experience? Not so many, I'm surprised. Or maybe you're feeling shy. But really, sometimes, you know, you ask Baba for something and you say, Baba, if this could happen, it would be so good. Or Baba, if I had this, it would be really useful. And somehow, at the right time, you've let go of the thought and the drama just brings all of that in abundance, more than you had ever wanted or expected. That happens, but also things begin to move in a different direction. And the pure thought that you've had, that also manifests and it happens easily and naturally. So really, let go and let God. Then see how God's magic is able to work. But letting go isn't just the thought, I want to let go. It has to be a real cleansing of the heart in which I have that feeling that God truly has given me everything I need. And so there is nothing more that I ask for that I need. And so whatever is necessary, it's going to come my way. It's going to be part of my fortune. And Baba's going to make it happen. So whether it's for service or whether it's for yourself, Baba makes it happen. Every pure thought gets fulfilled in Sangam Yug. That is God's promise to us that He's in charge and He'll make it happen. So Jivan Mukti, that state where I'm ignorant of the word desire. No desires at all. Contentment, absolutely. And it is something that many, many Brahmins feel, that really there is nothing more to ask for, not even service. And in fact, the things that we would have wanted to happen in service happen, but they happen at the right time, which means that we're mature enough to deal with what's happening. We're experienced enough to know how to do things in the right way. If things had happened earlier, we wouldn't have been ready. We wouldn't have been prepared for them. But we made our preparations, and according to drama, things evolved and things happened, step by step by step. I remember typing out a letter to the Queen with two fingers on a very, very old typewriter. This was 1971. A long time ago, before modern systems and before the centre started in London. And why I remember the year and everything is because Jagdish Pai had said to me that you can write letters to this one, this one, this one, and make appointments and go and see them. And then I heard that Daddy Janaki told us that the delegation is coming. And so I remembered Jagdish Pai's words. And at that point, he didn't have time to write and tell me do this, 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 and this. But I remembered conversations from before leaving India. And I did this letter, which didn't even look very nice, but that was the resource I had, and posted it off. And probably it got binned, which is good. The best thing that could have happened to it. Because how would I have known about the protocol that's involved? I had no idea. And then gradually through the years, we understood what is protocol, how you do things, how you approach things. And even then, I didn't get to meet the Queen. But we got to the person who's now King Charles. So service happens step by step at the right time, in the right way, without any desires. When you've said, okay, I'm Baba's instrument, no ego, no attachments, and then things unfold and Baba makes them happen. So letting go of any burden, the determined thought that yes, I want to be free, that Baba's lovely method to make us experience and realize which is the more beneficial state that I want to be in. Again, I found that Baba's method in this particular Murali was to give us the answers of what we need to do. And so Baba's saying, don't just think about your problems, but if there is a situation, there is a solution to it. And one particular answer that Baba reminded us of, where Baba said, don't just think about the points of knowledge. You've got a whole treasure store of points of knowledge in this treasure store of yours. This is the place where you keep your stock of treasure. But practice it. Experiment with it. Experience it. And Baba spoke about the three dots. There are some situations in which I just have to be the dot, the soul conscious stage, and in that stage of being detached from here and everything here, that is the answer. That is the solution. At other times, it's connecting with the Supreme Dot. And maybe what I need is more clarity. And Baba's love is the way in which Baba's going to give me all the powers and clear out whatever else is going on in here. And there is the clarity to know what I should do. So sometimes it's not just me, the soul, and that awareness, but I need Baba's intervention. I need Baba's help. Sometimes connecting with the dot means I'm receiving Baba's protection. And so Baba's there protecting me with the orb of light, the orb of purity, so that nothing can touch me. And again, check back on your own experience and you'll see how there were situations that were difficult, but you were able to maintain your stability through it. And at that time, you didn't think about it. You thought, well, this is what I have to do. It's very natural. And afterwards, Siva said to you, but that was very brave of you. That took a lot of courage. But at that moment, you didn't think about how brave it is or how courageous it is. You just knew that I have to keep Baba with me. And again, with Baba's help, you were able to manage it. And so it's important that we keep the experiences of help that we've had from Baba alive in our consciousness, so that then our faith becomes stronger and stronger that yes, this is how much Baba has helped me already. And so surely, however little remains or however more remains, however much, with Baba's help, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be able to deal with it. And so again, that was a lovely reminder. Baba's talked about the three dots, the three points, often enough. But the third dot, drama. And now I've understood what it means to practice being detached from the consciousness of the body, so that then in that stage you can then put a full stop. I think it was in yesterday or the day before slogan in which Baba talked about this, that becoming detached and loving in that stage of soul consciousness, then it's possible to put a full stop. Otherwise, you try and put a full stop, but you're still very much here and your attention is still going here and there. How is it possible to put a full stop? I'm allowing myself to get distracted by all of these things. And so the full stop of drama also only happens when I've got that first stop of the dot in place of soul consciousness. Soul consciousness, detached, but also loving. And in that loving, then there's an acceptance. Whatever has to be, will be, and I can put the full stop of drama. And so the three dots obviously are connected. I can't just connect with Shiv Baba unless I'm soul conscious, but also I can't put the full stop of drama equally if I'm soul conscious. Then I can do it, otherwise I can't. So the practice of these things, practice it once and see magic happen and your faith grows. Next time something similar happens, you'll remember, this is how I did it last time. Practice again, and again, the magic will work. And then you'll have found the formula. Now I know this is how this works. And you keep seeing magic happen on a daily basis, again and again and again. And the last thing that Baba reminded us of, and it's actually a mantra that I heard Dadiji speak about, receiving blessings. Dua is not just good wishes, but when somebody human, usually it's human level rather than God's level. God's level is blessings that come from above, Vardhan. But dua, that the good wishes and the blessings that come from the hearts of humans. And very often it's used in the context of parents, but also can be your teacher, can be your mentor, can be your friend, whoever. And so to give and receive only blessings from all. Giving blessings, Baba's talked about that quite often. Make sure that there's nothing else in your heart except good wishes. If there's a little bit of poison, of negativity, anything that's wasteful, negative, or even ordinary, then your thoughts are not so powerful that you can actually give another one those good wishes and those blessings. And so that I'm very aware of. And then receiving blessings. And that had been what Dadiji had spoken about, that when she goes, what she wants is to make sure that everyone just gives her blessings from their hearts. And so have I given contentment and satisfaction to others around me? Mansa Seva is easy. You can send good wishes to somebody sitting far away or to those you don't even know who are far away. So there's no karmic involvement in that. But on this level, since becoming Baba's children, we find that there's all sorts of ins and outs and ups and downs in terms of relationships, and things are not always as easy as we want them to be. And like Baba said in the Murali today, it's a lot of karma that's being settled. We've been through the whole cycle together, this family. And yes, we wandered off into different fields and continents and races and religions, all of that. But yet, there's a thread that's held us together and brought us together now, not just in Madhuban, but in Sangam Yug, wherever it is we are. And so, I don't know how much karma I still have to settle. But however much it may be, if today I have the thought, can I give contentment to each and everyone who I'm in service with, I'm in contact with, that sort of attention is going to ensure that I'm definitely not creating more karma. Because not in yesterday's Murali, but in the past, Baba has spoken about the subtle sins that we accumulate. And usually it means that I've not given enough attention to somebody's needs. I haven't given my cooperation when it's needed. I haven't given my support when it's been necessary. So many things can come into that category of subtle sin. But in the context of yesterday's Murali, I'm very aware that if I've given satisfaction and contentment to those around me, then out of their hearts will come those good wishes and blessings for me. And if I've been unaware of this, there hasn't been that attention, then of course I don't know what sort of vibrations are coming my way, or maybe I feel them and they're not very healthy vibrations, but I haven't understood that it's actually my responsibility to do something about it. I say, well, you know, it's them, it's their sanskar. But no, it isn't just them and their sanskar, it's my response to their sanskar. So whatever their sanskar may be, do I have that possibility of turning it around in such a way within my own awareness that I'm able then to give them whatever is the need for service, for themselves, whatever, and then out of their hearts will come blessings for the soul. And so if I keep receiving blessings from everyone that I'm in touch with, my apron will definitely be overflowing. But it means also that my accounts have been settled. All of that is over. It's finished. Now there's only the surrounding vibration of love and goodness and purity and joy. So these were some of the things that I've been reflecting on from Baba's Murali yesterday. Lots of other points that Baba made, but I was trying to pick out the main things and experiment with those, and especially this one about giving and receiving blessings. To give blessings, yes, a very clean, pure heart altruism, but also receiving blessings. In the service that I do, again, when there's altruism in the service I do, then it's more likely to bring me blessings rather than just the service that, oh, I did this. So one is the altruism, but the other is thinking about the need of the other rather than just a question of, I want to do this, I want to do that. But what is the need of those around me? Can I have an intellect that's so open that I can pick up whatever their need may be and also have the possibility of just being quiet inside? I've done what I needed to do and then there's no more thought about it. A very good way to check whether things are on track and whether I did things in the right way, if I've done something, it's done, it's finished. No more thoughts about it. The other way, I've done something and it keeps coming into my mind. It could have been this, it should have been this, maybe it was this, how will they interpret it? All of these thoughts keep coming. And so once I've done something, it's done, it's finished. And from the other person's heart, blessings, that's it. No other thoughts. And so very easy way to check whether I'm on track for nothing but charitable acts, punya karma, the act of goodness that's accumulating for me for my income for the golden age. And when I'm doing it, I'm not thinking I'm doing this for me for the golden age. I'm doing it because it's a natural response that comes from the heart of wanting to give benefit to all. And so just as Baba is the benefactor, I as Baba's child also can be the benefactor for others. And so another checkpoint for the self, are my actions such that I don't get pulled by those actions? Or is it that I've done the action, but afterwards I keep thinking about it? Why didn't so-and-so appreciate it? They should have at least made a comment and acknowledged it. You can see how many thoughts can come after big actions, simple actions, little actions. But what I need to do is to just accumulate blessings, so I don't need to think about that. And if my heart is clean and I've done it with Baba's love, then yes, surely that vibration also gets through. And it also becomes an example for others. When Baba says, whatever you do, others will see and follow, it's a reality. You do something and surely there's somebody else who's watching and wanting to do the same. But you're doing whatever, and it gives them courage. And that applies good or not so good. Like today in the Sakar Murali, Baba was saying that whatever there is, it can either be good or it can be not good. If there's the old world, everything that's in the old world is causing sorrow. You have money, it causes sorrow. That's a fact. you don't have money, that causes sorrow. That's also a fact. Anything and everything at the end of the old world gives pain. And what Baba does is change our awareness, and we're no longer taking sorrow from anything from outside in Sangam Yuga, and rather we're giving it good wishes and blessings, and that also applies to relationships, human beings. Can I give good wishes to absolutely everyone without any hesitation? And yes, if that's what I'm doing, that side of income is accumulating and it's getting bigger and bigger. And it's visible in the sense that the soul becomes self-assured, there's self-esteem. And the proof of that is then there's esteem for others, regard given to others. Emptiness, and there's an insecurity, and I'm going to fight. I'm going to struggle. I want to prove myself. I want to show you that I can do it. But when I'm full, I don't need to show anyone. But it's going to happen in a natural way, because the state of fullness in Satyuga is of constant giving. And this is how, even though everything is good and nobody needs anything from me, but yet I'm in the mode of not taking, but also just letting things be. And so the energy level drops to a certain extent. But Sangam Yuga, I'm building up my energy level. And it's because whatever Baba has given, I'm going to give. It's going to be what I share with all. So it's definitely a subject worth exploring further and further. Baba spoke about it in a specific way, that here's somebody who's angry, and at that moment the thought is, can I move away? Can I run away from this situation? I don't think I want to stay in this situation for very long. Let them cool down and then I'll come back and approach them. But Baba was saying, at that moment when somebody's angry, don't ignore it. Give them your friendship. Go up to them and say, can we sit together? Shall we have a cup of coffee together? Or a glass of juice or glass of water, whatever it is you're into. But can I do that? I've seen the dadis demonstrate it, that here's somebody very, very angry and is really letting off steam. I saw Dadi Prakashmani demonstrate how she handled it. I saw Dadi Janki demonstrate it. I never saw anyone get angry with Dadi Gulzar, the goddess of coolness, and just able to spread coolness everywhere. But with the other two daddies, I saw them deal with it with total love. And go back to them. You know, you would ignore a person, but in both cases, they went back to them offering more love. And of course, that person, those people, different people, different times, and those people did turn around. And they never actually said, Daddy, I'm sorry I got angry. Or maybe they did and I didn't know. But I don't think that they did. But the daddies never even expected an apology. Let them forget it. They shouldn't remember it even. It's gone. It's finished. It happened. It's finished. That's it. No other thought at all. So my good wishes and my blessings for them, that they become calm and they become aware of Baba's presence and take Baba's love. No other thought. So, a murli to practice. It was very entertaining how Baba brought in the subject of Dadi. And I remember because Dadi passed away in August, and this is a murli October, the first time that we're all together in Madhuban after Dadi's departure. And just like with any of the daddies, there'd been the question, when so-and-so leaves, what's it going to be like? What's Madhavan going to be like? And that very first Murali, I was waiting for Baba to mention Daddy. I thought that Baba can't have a whole Murali, the first Murali after Daddy's becoming of yukt, and not mention it. Baba's going to find a way to mention it somehow. And of course, Baba then took it in a very different way, that Daddy was surprised to see all the games that we were playing. Daddy herself never played such games with Baba. Baba said, Daddy did. Finish. Move on. Next thing. Again, Baba says, Daddy did. But in this case, now Daddy is up above and is watching all the games that the children play. So Daddy also, in the subtle region, a bit surprised. Why are children making excuses? Is this what happens all the time? And Baba is saying, well, these are the games that the children play. Remembering and forgetting. One moment they remember, next moment they forget. And so Baba wants us to stay in that awareness constantly. And yes, I'm aware of all the challenges that come, but Madhavan again, and especially in Madhavan, take the opportunity to really practice 8 hours remembrance. Possible? How many of you have had the practice of 8 hours remembrance in the global bhatis, the silence bhatis? A few, but mostly you're too shy. But definitely that timetable of every month, the practice for 8 hours, is really special. Whatever effort we put in, the effort is little, the results are huge. And that applies not just to service, it applies first and foremost to ourselves. Give yourself a little break from day-to-day action and demands, and in that short step, check in with yourself and see whether it's you or you, the one above, who's driving things and making things move forward. So let's have Baba's remembrance, and we're in Madhavan, so I didn't feel that I wanted to get into Q&A, but just to feel Baba's presence here and to continue with our journey to see how it is we move forward. Om Shanti.